I peeped round the leg of the chair and watched the hundreds of witches' feet walking out through the doors of the ballroom. When they had all gone and the place was absolutely silent, I began to move cautiously about on the floor. Suddenly, I remembered Bruno. He must surely be around here somewhere, too. "Bruno!" I called out. I wasn't seriously expecting that I would be able to speak at all now that I had become a mouse. So I got the shock of my life when I heard my own voice, my own perfectly normal, rather loud voice, coming out of my tiny mouth. It was wonderful. I was thrilled. I tried it again. "Bruno Jenkins, where are you?" I called out. "If you can hear me, give a shout." My voice was exactly the same and just as loud as it had been when I was a boy. "Hey there, Bruno Jenkins," I called. "Where are you?" There was no answer.